Chapter 7. At the Plaza Hotel. One Saturday evening, there were no lights and no parties at Gatsby's place. I was worried about him, so I went over to his house. To my surprise, a strange butler opened the front door. He had a face like a criminal. "Is Mr. Gatsby ill?" I asked.
"No,"
said the butler. "Please tell him that Mr. Carraway came to see him," I said.
"All right,"
said the butler rudely. The next day, Gatsby called me on the telephone. "Have you got a new butler?" I asked.
"Yes," he said. "Daisy often comes here in the afternoons, and I don't want people to talk about her in the village. So I changed my staff. They're all Wolfsheim's people."
Then he said,
"Daisy wants you to come to lunch tomorrow. Miss Baker is coming too."
The next day, the weather was very, very hot. Daisy and Jordan Baker were sitting on the sofa in the living room, wearing white dresses. Gatsby was standing in the middle of the room, and Tom was talking on the telephone in the hall.
"I'm not going to sell you my car," Tom said. "And please don't call me at lunchtime."
The door opened, and Tom came in.
"Make us a cold drink, Tom," said Daisy.
Tom left the room, and she went over to Gatsby and kissed him on the mouth.
"You know I love you," she said.
Tom came back with the drinks, and we drank them quickly. After lunch, Daisy said,
"It's so hot here. Let's all go into town this afternoon."
She looked at Gatsby, and Gatsby looked at her. Tom saw the look and stared at Daisy in surprise. Tom knows that they are in love, I thought.
"All right," said Tom. "Let's go into town."
Daisy and Jordan went upstairs to get ready, and then we all went outside. Gatsby's beautiful yellow car was next to Tom's blue car.
"Drive my car up to town," Tom said to Gatsby, "and I'll drive yours."
"All right," said Gatsby, "but there isn't much gas in my car."
"That's okay," said Tom. "We can get some more. Come on, Daisy."
He opened the door of Gatsby's car, but Daisy moved away.
"You take Nick and Jordan," she said to Tom. "Jay and I will follow you."
Jordan and I got into Gatsby's car with Tom, and he drove it away. After a time, we came to the advertisement with Dr. T.J. Eckelberg's huge eyes and Wilson's garage. Tom stopped the car and Wilson came out. He was moving very slowly and did not look well.
"Give me some gas," said Tom rudely.
"I'm not well," said Wilson. "I'm sorry I called you at lunch, but I need some money quickly, and I wanted to know about your old car."
"Do you want to buy this car?" asked Tom. "I bought it last week."
"It's a nice car," said Wilson, "but it's too expensive."
"Why do you need money?" asked Tom.
"My wife and I want to go away," said Wilson.
"Your wife wants to go away," said Tom in surprise.
"Yesterday I learned something bad," said Wilson. "So now I'm going to take her away."
Wilson knows that Myrtle has a boyfriend, I thought. But he doesn't know that it's Tom.
We paid Wilson and left the garage. As we drove away, I looked up at a window and saw Myrtle Wilson looking down at Gatsby's yellow car. In New York, we stopped outside of the Plaza Hotel. It was about 4 p.m.
Let's rent one of the rooms here, said Tom.
The room at the Plaza Hotel was very large and hot. Daisy stood in front of the mirror.
It's so hot, she said. Open another window.
There aren't any other windows, said Tom angrily. Don't keep saying it's hot. You'll only make things worse.
You shouldn't speak to Daisy like that, old sport, said Gatsby.
Don't call me old sport, Tom said to Gatsby. I want to ask you something. When did you go to Oxford University?
I was only there for 5 months, said Gatsby. After the war, the army officers could go to any university in England or France, so I'm not a real Oxford University student.
Why are you trying to make trouble for my family? Asked Tom.
Please, let's go home, Tom, said Daisy.
I've got something to tell you, said Gatsby. Your wife doesn't love you. She's never loved you. She loves me.
I loved Tom before, said Daisy. I love you now, Jay. Isn't that enough?
Daisy's going to be with me now, old sport, said Gatsby.
Really? Said Tom. But you're just a criminal. I've learned a lot of things about you. You're a friend of Maya Wolfsheim's. You and him plan big crimes together.
It isn't true, Daisy,
shouted Gatsby. But Daisy was not listening to Gatsby anymore. She was looking very frightened.
Please, Tom, I want to go home, she said.
Go with Mr. Gatsby in his car, said Tom. He won't give you any more trouble.